blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's what Palm Sunday is all about. It is about a triumphal entry where Jesus triumphantly came into Jerusalem. And the people praised God. And the people praised Him. And the people welcomed Him. And so today, it's my prayer that you will welcome Jesus into your heart. And perhaps you're online this morning and you're looking for a place where they still say, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in Gadol. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What does Hosanna mean? Let's take a look. Look at the next slide. Hosanna in the highest means save us. Right now, we pray. Hosanna. Save us right now, we pray. It is from the word Hosanna. And as you probably know, if you're a biblical scholar, you've been in my Bible classes, and you know that Hosanna is a derivative of the word Joshua. It's a derivative of the word Jesus, Yeshua, and it means salvation. Salvation. Jesus, save us right now. And of course, the article in front of it, Hosanna, means we pray. Means we pray, but not pray as in get on my knees and get my hands up saying, God, please, no. It's a prayer that says, I'm begging you, please save. Please save. That needs to be your heart cry this morning. Jesus, please save. And then you can cry out with the rocks, Hosanna in the highest. You can cry out with the church, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. You can cry out with his children worldwide for the triumphal entry as Jesus comes into your heart and into your life, into your church, into your ministry, into anything. Are you powerless this morning? Are you saviorless this morning? You need a Savior. You need Jesus. Well, with that being said, we're going to sing about that. Someone asked, Brother Mark, would you bring Robertson Avenue Baptist Church's choir up and let's sing about the King of Glory. those that had been chosen by Jesus to follow him for the 3 years leading up to his triumphal entry had come to realize who they had been traveling with. Witnessing the miracles and listening to him speak with authority as no other had done before him was enough to convince them. They were in the presence of the Messiah. But it wasn't just those closest to Jesus who knew. Thousands had gathered to hear him speak and were now following the Son of God. Jesus knew what he had to do, and although his disciples tried to dissuade him, he resolutely set his face to Jerusalem. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has needed them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee."
Yeah. greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem had created quite a stir and only added fuel to the fire of those who wanted to be done with him. Within a week's time, the adoring crowd had been changed into an angry mob, calling for his life. Jesus was arrested, and although no true charge could be leveled against him, he was sentenced to death on a cross. Again, the streets were lined with people to see Jesus. Only this time, it was for a completely different reason. They watched as a beaten man dragged his implement of destruction to his place of death.
nailed him to the cross. In spite of the excruciating pain he must have been going through, he forgave them. Then, there, before his accusers and followers alike, was the Son of God hanging from a cross.
heard it's Hosanna. Than it's ever been. And I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. On a cloud to call his children, let him touch our eyes, hear him in the air, and then we'll let him know. And at the midnight cry, when Jesus comes again, I look around me as he prophecies fulfill me. And the signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. And I can almost hear my Father. Son, go get my children, yeah. At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, the midnight cry, when Jesus comes again, he knows that we know. At the midnight cry, was it the midnight cry, when Jesus comes
be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, some of you are saying, Pastor, I know why Palm Sunday is your favorite day. We actually get to beat the Methodists in the top of the best. We're going to walk in saying, Hosanna! Woo! Blessed is the Baptist who beat the Methodists in the Taco Bell! Woo! I don't know about y'all, but I love that song. Thank you, Brother Jonathan, for blessing us at the Midnight Cry. So I want to talk to you just for a second on that. I won't take much more of your time. But I want to remind you, listen to me now closely. The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming, and he came. Amen? The Bible tells us that Jesus is going to be crucified for us, and he was. Amen? The Bible tells us he was going to die for us, and he did.
Amen.
The Bible tells us he was going to be raised again, and he did. And the Bible also tells us he's coming again to take us home, and he will. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. You see, they laid those palm branches out in front of Jesus. We need to lay our hearts out in front of him, saying, Lord, not only step on my heart, come into my heart, be king of my life. Hosanna in the highest. And maybe that's where you are this morning. You're saying, Pastor, I need to say, you know what? You do need to say, I want to invite you to come and put Jesus in your heart this morning. You have to say, Pastor Joshua, I need to be a member of the church. I want to invite you to come be a part of Rock Snags Baptist Church. Or perhaps say, Pastor, I need to solidify my relationship with Jesus. I need to be obedient. I need to come forward in the baptism. Whatever the case may be. Or perhaps you say, Pastor, I'm a Christian. I'm a member of the church. I am baptized. But brother, I stepped off the path. I'm no longer waving palm leaves. I'm waving sin leaves. You know what I'm talking about? Would you be willing to come this morning? We're going to have a short prayer, a short invitation. If he has spoken to you this morning, I'm going to ask you to humble yourself. Would you, like those disciples so many years ago, like those people so many years ago, raise up your palm branch and say, save now. And be willing to come and put Jesus in your heart and in your life. Let's pray together. Father God, right now, Lord, we echo your disciples and we echo those people of many years ago. And we pray, Hosanna in Gadol. Hosanna in the highest. Please save us now, Lord. Not only save us from our sins, Lord God, but we pray in your holy and righteous name that you would come and come soon, Lord. Take your people, take your bride, take your church home, Lord. And I pray that each and every one of us, Lord God, would be about the business you assigned us to. We have lost people in our lives, lost people in our families, lost people where we work. Lord God, help us get back on path, sharing the gospel with everybody we meet. And I pray right now, every anyone that needs to come to know this personal Lord and Savior, that saved you that day. For anyone, Father God, that needs to get their heart right with you because they stepped out of their relationship with you, you let them come today. I also pray, Father God, if there be any, that you be a part of our snapdragon. I need, Lord God, to tell the world that they are Christians by being obedient and baptism. You let today do that. We love you, praise you, give you all the glory, and say, Hosanna in the highest. And say, Jesus, great and mighty name, we pray. Would you come as we sing? Off the intended that you become. We love you. You all. Hope you enjoyed your time of worship here with Rock Snags Baptist Church on Palm Sunday. Don't forget, there's no choir practice this afternoon. Don't forget, we're still going to meet here this evening at 6 p.m. Come and talk about Palm Sunday and worship with me. And let us cry out with one voice, one body, one bride tonight, Hosanna in the highest. Come and be a part of that. Also, church, I want to remind you about Christ in the Passover, 6 p.m. Wednesday night. I want to remind you about dinner break, 6:30 Friday night. I want to remind you about sunrise services and the help we need. I also want to remind you about our offense and the offerings that we need and the help we need. Please trust me to be a part of that. Well, don't forget about Jersey Mike's fundraiser for Hope Pregnancy. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of things you can get involved in. Some of us will be going to the Life Banquet at Hope Pregnancy on April 2nd. So,
pray for us in that. It's going to be a beautiful and fun time. All right, let's close in a word of prayer, and I hope to see you guys this evening at 6 p.m. I'm going to ask our choir director, and led us in a wonderful job this time, Brother Mark Wheeler. Would you close us in prayer, kind sir?